This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When the Apostle Paul described Christian maturity as loving what is good, he immediately contrasted this quality with being a lover of pleasure. Well, this raises a question. Does this mean that pleasure, per se, is wrong, that it's sinful? The facts are that God created us with a capacity for pleasure. From the beginning, God wanted Adam to enjoy life, and it's one reason why he created Eve. He also created a beautiful garden so that both Adam and Eve could enjoy its fruits and its vegetables, as well as its beauty. Well, unfortunately, many of the pleasures God has created to be good have become evil. It began when sin entered the world. Since that time, we've often taken what God created to be good and for His glory and turned it into something that is wrong, that is sinful and evil. For example, what God designed for marriage, mankind has used illegitimately and even prostituted. What God designed for sustenance, we've abused and misused. It's called gluttony. You see, we can make pleasure an end in itself. We can use pleasure in purely selfish ways that violate the will of God. As millions have discovered, pleasure in itself is a dead-end street. It never satisfies. I love what the author of Hebrews said about Moses, and I quote, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and chose to suffer with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin." Obviously, there's a lesson here for all of us.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.